On Monday, the National Memorial Day Parade will proceed down Constitution Avenue and honor the military sacrifices of all veterans from all generations in American history. And while each parade is greeted with tremendous enthusiasm, the one in 2007 was particularly memorable, mainly because it featured a man who was the last of his generation. Frank Buckles is now 109 years old and is the only living U.S. World War I veteran known about by the U.S. government. Before making the trip to Washington a couple years ago to serve as an honorary marshal in the National Parade, Mr. Buckles spent a few minutes at his West Virginia farm speaking with me about his remarkable life. Frank Buckles was born in February of 1901. The 20th century was just dawning. William McKinley was president. His life began in the heartland of America, which gives him something in common with his hero, who was also commander of American forces in World War I.
On my father's farm, north of Bethany, in Harrison County, Missouri. And when I met General John Joseph Pershing, he asked me where was I born. When I told him, he said, just 43 miles, as a crow flies, from Linn County, where I was born. So we were fellow Missourians.
When Buckles was 13, World War I broke out in Europe. We may be able to watch war play out minute by minute today, but back then, of course, there was no television or radio to help him follow the events. Nonetheless, Mr. Buckles was engrossed by the war coverage in his local newspaper.
Papers were all full of the events of the war. I could read about what was happening in Europe, the war we had in Mexico, right up to date.
As the next couple of years played out, Americans were drawn ever closer to the side of the Allies after German U-boats sunk the Lusitania and unrestricted submarine warfare threatened many passenger vessels in the Atlantic. Finally, in 1917, after learning of a German attempt to draw Mexico into war with our country, the United States declared war on Germany. Unlike some members of future generations who worked feverishly to avoid serving in wartime, to Buckles, the decision was an easy one.
Well, why wasn't it important? It was a world event, something I was interested in. Everybody was talking about it.
At age 16, Buckles tried to enlist, but was turned away by several recruiters for being underage. Since pretending to be 18 wasn't working too well, he told the next recruiter he was 21, and his military service officially began.
I enlisted in the regular army on the 14th of August, 1917. I had been advised by one of the older sergeants that the way to get to France quickly was to go into the ambulance corps because the French were begging for ambulance service. I went from Fort Logan, Colorado to Port Riley, Kansas, where I was trained, intensive training in trench warfare.
By the time America started fighting, France was weary from waging war for more than 3 years, all of it on its own soil. The massive casualties on their side led the French to label their battered heroes as the Lost Generation. Buckles says they and their British allies were deadlocked against a persistent enemy, and both countries were very happy to see the Yanks arrive.
When I arrived in Europe, I felt that it was a very severe situation. We were welcomed in Britain, we were welcomed in France, but it was a serious situation. They were happy to see the Americans, both the British and the French. And the feeling was that here was a relief to have some younger people coming in to help.
Of course, we now know the entrance of U.S. forces made a decisive difference towards the Allied victory. Buckles gives much of the credit to the strong leadership of General John Pershing.
He was the leader, no question about it, in every way. It was reflected in the men realized that he was a tough character, yes.
Finally, at the 11th hour on the 11th day of the 11th month in 1918, the guns fell silent, the armistice took effect, and the killing finally stopped.
It seemed to be a relief to everybody. I didn't find it as people were so jubilant. It was more of a relief to them that the war had ended.
For Mr. Buckles and the other World War I veterans, it was exceedingly difficult to see the peace following the war violated just 2 decades later. For Frank Buckles, World War II would be excruciating, even though he was no longer in uniform. By the late 1930s, he was working for a steamship company, and the outbreak of war in Europe meant shifting many of the shipping routes to the Far East including the Philippines, where the company already did plenty of business. But when Japanese forces went on the rampage in the Philippines, Mr. Buckles could not escape the brutality.
I was living in Manila when the World War II started, when the Japanese invaded the Philippines. I was in a prison camp, Santo Tomas, for 1 year and 2 years and more in Los Baños. I was 3.5 years in Japanese prison camps. I'm one of the few who survived.
3.5 years in the horror of Japanese prison camps. So how did Frank Buckles emerge as one of the few fortunate survivors?
Physical condition, a determination to live, keeping myself in good shape as possible, as much as possible.
After being rescued from the prison camp, Buckles returned to the United States, got married, and raised a daughter. And in the mid-1950s, he purchased a 330-acre farm that still keeps him busy today. But of course, he's had plenty of time for reflection. Given all the amazing advancements in all areas of life since his birth, he can't really put his finger on the most significant area of progress, but he says it's easy to narrow the list at least a little bit.
But it isn't the television.
There's also been plenty of correspondence. Buckle says the letters from current soldiers show the same patriotism, devotion to duty, and belief in the rightness of their cause that he felt more than 90 years ago. In the end, Buckles remains very proud of his service and the service of others in his generation to this country during World War I. The lingering regret, however, is that the peace following the war failed to last.
Well, there was a feeling that that was a war to end all wars, hoping that their problems could be settled some other way. I think that most of the veterans of World War I felt quite disturbed when there was another war, when they became involved in another war.
Frank Buckles is now the last of the World War I generation, but his humble decency and plain-spoken friendliness serve as a great reminder of all of those generations of Americans who helped to build this country and who answered their nation's call in time of need. Spending Memorial Day with him was truly an honor. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.